Chapter 6. Some people, I believe, have no hearts to break, apostrophe observed Nicholas, quietly. How old is this boy, for God's sake? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Ralph, wheeling back his chair, and surveying his nephew from head to foot with intense scorn. Nicholas is very nearly 19, apostrophe replied the widow. 19, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe said Ralph. And what do you mean to do for your bread, sir? Apostrophe apostrophe, not to live upon my mother, apostrophe replied Nicholas, his heart swelling as he spoke. You'd have little enough to live upon, if you did, apostrophe retorted the uncle, eyeing him contemptuously. Whatever it be, apostrophe said Nicholas, flushed with anger, I shall not look to you to make it more. Apostrophe, Nicholas, my dear, recollect yourself, apostrophe remonstrated Mrs. Nickleby. Dear Nicholas, pray, apostrophe urged the young lady. Hold your tongue, sir, apostrophe said Ralph. Upon my word. Fine beginnings, Mrs. Nickleby, fine beginnings. Apostrophe apostrophe, Mrs. Nickleby made no other reply than entreating Nicholas by a gesture to keep silent. And the uncle and nephew looked at each other for some seconds without speaking. The face of the old man was stern, hard-featured, and forbidding, that of the young one, open, handsome, and ingenuous. The old man's eye was keen with the twinklings of avarice and cunning, the young man's bright with the light of intelligence and spirit. His figure was somewhat slight, but manly and well-formed. And, apart from all the grace of youth and comeliness, there was an emanation from the warm young heart in his look and bearing which kept the old man down. However striking such a contrast as this may be to lookers on, none ever feel it with half the keenness or acuteness of perfection with which it strikes to the very soul of him whose inferiority it marks. It galled Ralph to the heart's core, and he hated Nicholas from that hour. The mutual inspection was at length brought to a close by Ralph withdrawing his eyes, with a great show of disdain, and calling Nicholas a boy. Apostrophe this word is much used as a term of reproach by elderly gentlemen towards their juniors, probably with the view of deluding society into the belief that if they could be young again, they wouldn't on any account. Well, ma'am, apostrophe said Ralph, impatiently, the creditors have administered, you tell me, and there's nothing left for you? Apostrophe apostrophe, nothing, apostrophe replied Mrs. Nickleby. And you spent what little money you had, in coming all the way to London, to see what I could do for you? Apostrophe apostrophe pursued Ralph. I hoped, apostrophe faltered Mrs. Nickleby, that you might have an opportunity of doing something for your brother's children. It was his dying wish that I should appeal to you in their behalf. Apostrophe, I don't know how it is, apostrophe muttered Ralph, walking up and down the room, but whenever a man dies without any property of his own, he always seems to think he has a right to dispose of other people's. What is your daughter fit for, ma'am? Apostrophe apostrophe, Kate has been well educated, apostrophe sobbed Mrs. Nickleby. Tell your uncle, my dear, how far you went in French and extras. Apostrophe, the poor girl was about to murmur something, when her uncle stopped her, very unceremoniously. We must try and get you apprenticed at some boarding school, apostrophe said Ralph. You have not been brought up too delicately for that, I hope? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, indeed, uncle, apostrophe replied the weeping girl. I will try to do anything that will gain me a home and bread. Apostrophe, well, well, apostrophe said Ralph, a little softened, either by his niece's beauty or her distress, stretch a point, and say the latter, you must try it, and if the life is too hard, perhaps dressmaking or tambour work will come lighter. Have you ever done anything, sir? Apostrophe, turning to his nephew. No, apostrophe replied Nicholas, bluntly. No, I thought not. Apostrophe apostrophe said Ralph. This is the way my brother brought up his children, ma'am. apostrophe, Nicholas has not long completed such education as his poor father could give him, apostrophe, rejoined Mrs. Nickleby, and he was thinking of apostrophe, of making something of him someday, apostrophe, said Ralph. The old story, always thinking, and never doing. If my brother had been a man of activity and prudence, he might have left you a rich woman, ma'am. And if he had turned his son into the world, as my father turned me, when I wasn't as old as that boy by a year and a half, he would have been in a situation to help you, instead of being a burden upon you, and increasing your distress. My brother was a thoughtless, inconsiderate man, Mrs. Nickleby, and nobody, I am sure, can have better reason to feel that than you. Apostrophe, this appeal set the widow upon thinking that perhaps she might have made a more successful venture with her £1,000, and then she began to reflect what a comfortable sum it would have been just then, which dismal thoughts made her tears flow faster, and in the excess of these griefs she, being a well-meaning woman enough, but weak withal, fell first to deploring her hard fate, and then to remarking, with many sobs, that to be sure she had been a slave to poor Nicholas, and had often told him she might have married better, as indeed she had, very often, and that she never knew in his lifetime how the money went, but that if he had confided in her, they might all have been better off that day. With other bitter recollections common to most married ladies, either during their coverture, or afterwards, or at both periods. Mrs. Nickleby concluded by lamenting that the dear departed had never deigned to profit by her advice, save on one occasion, which was a strictly veracious statement, inasmuch as he had only acted upon it once, and had ruined himself in consequence. Mr. Ralph Nickleby heard all this with a half smile, and when the widow had finished, quietly took up the subject where it had been left before the above outbreak. Are you willing to work, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he inquired, frowning on his nephew. Of course I am, apostrophe, replied Nicholas haughtily. Then see here, sir, apostrophe, said his uncle. This caught my eye this morning, and you may thank your stars for it. Apostrophe, with this exordium, Mr. Ralph Nickleby took a newspaper from his pocket, and after unfolding it, and looking for a short time among the advertisements, read as follows. Education. At Mr. Wackford Squeers Academy, Dotheboys Hall, at the delightful village of Dotheboys, near Greta Bridge in Yorkshire, youth are boarded, clothed, booked, furnished with pocket money, provided with all necessaries, instructed in all languages living and dead, mathematics, orthography, geometry, astronomy, trigonometry, the use of the globes, algebra, single stick if required, writing, arithmetic, fortification, and every other branch of classical literature. Terms, 20 guineas per annum. No extras, no vacations, and diet unparalleled. Mr. Squeers is in town, and attends daily, from 1 till 4, at the Saracen's Head, Snow Hill. N.B. An able assistant wanted. Annual salary £5. A Master of Arts would be preferred. There. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ralph, folding the paper again. Let him get that situation, and his fortune is made. Apostrophe, but he is not a Master of Arts, apostrophe, said Mrs. Nickleby. That, apostrophe, replied Ralph, that, I think, can be got over. Apostrophe, but the salary is so small, and it is such a long way off, uncle. Apostrophe, apostrophe, faltered Kate. Hush, Kate, my dear, apostrophe, interposed Mrs. Nickleby. Your uncle must know best. Apostrophe, I say, apostrophe, repeated Ralph, tartly, let him get that situation, and his fortune is made. If he don't like that, let him get one for himself. Without friends, money, recommendation, or knowledge of business of any kind, let him find honest employment in London, which will keep him in shoe leather, and I'll give him £1,000. At least, apostrophe, said Mr. Ralph Nickleby, checking himself, I would if I had it. Apostrophe, poor fellow. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the young lady. Oh, Uncle, must we be separated so soon? Apostrophe apostrophe, don't tease your uncle with questions, when he is thinking only for our good, my love, apostrophe said Mrs. Nickleby. Nicholas, my dear, I wish you would say something. Apostrophe, yes, mother, yes, apostrophe said Nicholas, who had hitherto remained silent and absorbed in thought. If I am fortunate enough to be appointed to this post, sir, for which I am so imperfectly qualified, what will become of those I leave behind? Apostrophe apostrophe, your mother and sister, sir, apostrophe replied Ralph, will be provided for, in that case, not otherwise, by me, and placed in some sphere of life in which they will be able to be independent. That will be my immediate care. They will not remain as they are. 1 week after your departure, I will undertake. Apostrophe, then, apostrophe said Nicholas, starting gaily up, and wringing his uncle's hand, I am ready to do anything you wish me. Let us try our fortune with Mr. Squeers at once. He can but refuse. Apostrophe, he won't do that, apostrophe said Ralph. He will be glad to have you on my recommendation. Make yourself of use to him, and you will rise to be a partner in the establishment in no time. Bless me, only think. If he were to die, why your fortune's made at once. Apostrophe, to be sure, I see it all, apostrophe said poor Nicholas, delighted with a thousand visionary ideas that his good spirits and his inexperience were conjuring up before him. Or suppose some young nobleman who is being educated at the Hall were to take a fancy to me, and get his father to appoint me his traveling tutor when he left, and when we come back from the continent, procured me some handsome appointment. Eh? Uncle? Apostrophe, ah, to be sure. Apostrophe, apostrophe, sneered Ralph. And who knows, but when he came to see me, when I was settled as he would of course, he might fall in love with Kate, who would be keeping my house, and marry her, eh? Uncle? Who knows? Apostrophe, who, indeed? Apostrophe, apostrophe, snarled Ralph. How happy we should be! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Nicholas with enthusiasm. The pain of parting is nothing to the joy of meeting again. Kate will be a beautiful woman, and I so proud to hear them say so, and mother so happy to be with us once again, and all these sad times forgotten, and apostrophe the picture was too bright a one to bear, and Nicholas, fairly overpowered by it, smiled faintly, and burst into tears. This simple family, born and bred in retirement, and wholly unacquainted with what is called the world, a conventional phrase which, being interpreted, often signifieth all the rascals in it mingled their tears together at the thought of their first separation, and, this first gush of feeling over, were proceeding to dilate with all the buoyancy of untried hope on the bright prospects before them, when Mr. Ralph Nickleby suggested that if they lost time, some more fortunate candidate might deprive Nicholas of the stepping stone to fortune which the advertisement pointed out, and so undermine all their air-built castles. This timely reminder effectually stopped the conversation. Nicholas, having carefully copied the address of Mr. Squeers, the uncle and nephew issued forth together in quest of that accomplished gentleman, Nicholas firmly persuading himself that he had done his relative great injustice in disliking him at first sight, and Mrs. Nickleby being at some pains to inform her daughter that she was sure he was a much more kindly disposed person than he seemed, which, Miss Nickleby dutifully remarked, he might very easily be. To tell the truth, the good lady's opinion had been not a little influenced by her brother-in-law's appeal to her better understanding, and his implied compliment to her high deserts, and although she had dearly loved her husband, and still doted on her children, he had struck so successfully on one of those little jarring chords in the human heart. Ralph was well acquainted with its worst weaknesses, though he knew nothing of its best, that she had already begun seriously to consider herself the amiable and suffering victim of her late husband's imprudence. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.